WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another update on the deadly high school shooting in the Austrian city Graz today. 9 people killed and at least 12 others injured, says the Austrian Interior Minister at a news conference. Police say the shooter died by suicide in a bathroom in the school. He was a former student of the school. Michigan State University and 3 surviving victims of the 2023 mass shooting on campus have settled a lawsuit for nearly $30 million, say the lawyers. Expected to be questioned about sending the military to Los Angeles to handle protesters of immigration raids, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who has 3 congressional hearings today. Hegseth beginning the first one this morning this way.
In the last 4 months, we've moved quickly to reverse course after 4 years of weaknessness and mismanagement.
On the witness stand at his sex trafficking trial in New York, Sean Diddy Combs' ex-girlfriend, Jane, testified this morning that she still loves him. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is among 9 clinics in Wisconsin that could lose funding for HIV testing under the Trump administration's proposed budget. In May, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services informed the clinics that the grant funding they had received through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had been paused. The clinics received a combined nearly $2 million of that grant funding in the first year of the 5-year grant. The second year of grant funding was scheduled to kick in on June 1st. A pair of Northwest Wisconsin Republican lawmakers were seeking co-sponsors for a bill that would establish a new dairy farm innovation program last week. The bill was proposed by State Representative Clint Moses and State Senator Rob Stafschult, who say it would help small and medium family farms through a no-interest loan program. The loans would be dispersed by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and milk producers with between 50 and 714 cows and no environmental enforcement actions against them in the past 5 years would be eligible. A Green Bay man has been charged after allegedly breaking into homes and stealing a vehicle in Barron County. According to court documents, 30-year-old Julian Webster was charged with felony taking and driving a vehicle without consent and misdemeanor criminal trespassing in Barron County Circuit Court last week. Law enforcement authorities say he was arrested on May 14th after allegedly being found intoxicated behind the wheel of the stolen vehicle in Lake Halley. He faces up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. A new housing project in the city of Washburn has officially broken ground. City and Bayfield County officials recently gathered at the plant site for the Aurora Place for the groundbreaking ceremony on the project, which will see the addition of 40 energy-efficient housing units. The project will feature 4 buildings with 10 units each, ranging from 1-bedroom to 3-bedrooms. The addition of the homes will increase the city's total housing stock by about 4%. The roughly $10 million project is expected to be ready for habitation by next spring. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter, so he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up, and I know we'll talk pregame, things like that, and hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and more mild today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a light west breeze. We'll be clear tonight with plenty of sunshine still on tap tomorrow. Highs will climb to the upper 70s, but a small chance of scattered showers in the afternoon and more storms potentially overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got baseball action later on today. Mm-hmm. Our broadcast starts at 6:05. The Brewers hosting the Braves. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls near Butternut, and WBZH in Hayward. The Crew hosting the Braves. 6:05, our broadcast starts on those stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. After 10:30, we will lighten things up with our audio sorbet segment, where we take a breath away from all the news. An ear cleansing, as it were. We're going to clean them ears. Sly Stone has passed away at the age of 82, and some great songs, and we're going to play some songs from Sly and the Family Stone after 10:30. But it started us thinking about kicking back songs.
Yeah.
Good songs to kick back to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's your kickback song? If you want to text it in now, you can do that. You can leave a voice memo.
You can leave a voice note. You can also call us when we're doing it. But like either way, get in touch with us. If you leave a voice note, make sure that you give us your name, where you're from, and how you're listening to the show today. But we'd love to hear from you and know about the songs that you kick back to.
Exactly. And then we'll end up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Bad Boys edition. It's got a local angle. You want to stick around for that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be funny with that pun.
You like that, don't you? Something not quite so funny, and for the next half hour, this is quite serious, actually. The situation in Los Angeles, Donald Trump has ordered 700 Marines and 2,000 more National Guard to quell protests that have been sparked by ICE raids on Home Depots and some other businesses in L.A. The governor was California Attorney General.
The mayor
of Los Angeles, the police chief of Los Angeles.
LAPD police chief. That's the big one for me.
Essentially saying, yeah, that's all well and good, but they need to coordinate with us because we've handled these situations before. And the other thing I think is important for all of us to realize is what a great opportunity this is for misinformation.
Yes, coming from
various outlets.
And coming from quote-unquote famous people, elected officials, passing along misinformation, disinformation, and to really, I don't like using the term, but doing your research on it, you know.
Misleading photos and videos are spreading across social media, suggesting that California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass are stoking violence and mayhem. One post showed a pallet of bricks that was set out allegedly for protesters to throw. Jeez. That was viewed more than 800,000 times. That photo comes from a website of building materials from a wholesaler in Malaysia.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pull it up right now. Adam Kinzinger was doing his best to debunk some misinformation. A post that, wait for it, James Woods, the famous actor, posted of quote-unquote riots.
Yep.
Ted Cruz then reposted
it. Of course.
And Adam Kinzinger came up and said, this is not real. Because Ted Cruz is saying, this is not peaceful protesting, showing video of riots and violence, and it wasn't L.A.
There has been some violence. They set cars on fire.
Yeah.
There were some bricks that were being thrown. Mm-hmm. But be careful with some of the stuff that you see.
Yeah.
I saw things going around on social media yesterday that were allegedly photos of the riots in L.A. They were photos of Milwaukee from when the Bucks won, because there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people downtown Milwaukee at that time. So just be cautious of what you see. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not saying that there hasn't been any violence in Los Angeles, but I don't think it's nearly as widespread as some folks would have you believe. I saw a report from CNN this morning that said what's happening is happening in a very small part of L.A. L.A. is a huge metropolitan area.
L.A. is 88 various cities inside one county. It is gigantic. And once again, this is something that should be left to the police chief, the mayor, the city council, the governor. They're all in charge of that. And I'm sure a lot of you know this now, if you didn't already, but the president isn't supposed to deploy any National Guard unless the governor asks for it. Gavin Newsom has not asked for it, and Donald Trump is doing this anyways, which is the first time since 1965.
Yes.
Richard Nixon, you know, that lover of freedom and not paranoid at all, did the same thing. So, yeah.
Donald Trump is on camera from several years ago when the riots were happening after George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I can't do that. I can't call in.
Yes. Yes.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
That is not the responsibility of the president. He's on tape saying, he's on video saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And when CNN played that for Tom Homan, who's our border czar, he's like, yeah, well, I don't know what to say about that.
They love to not say. They love to not know. They love to do. They love to.
I was in a meeting. I didn't know that happened.
Jane, I'm going to look into that and get back to you.
Right.
Later.
Right.
I'm not on camera. Yeah. So it is about knowing your sources, looking at what's going on. And
I also think that this is an intentional effort to make it worse.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, because people are going to get riled up. I mean, there's this, it's people standing. I saw a video today of people standing there trying to be as peaceful as possible in front of the police, and the police are firing
tear gas
and rubber bullets. And I mean, a reporter was hit with a rubber bullet yesterday.
Several reporters have been hit. And from the video that I've seen, it looks like they were very intentionally targeted.
There you go. I mean, this isn't the America we want. Two, this is exactly what he said he was going to do. So when people also say things like, this is not what I voted for. Yes, it is. Because that's the one thing you can give Donald Trump, is that he was never, ever unclear about what he wanted to do with this country.
Subtle not being a strong point.
No, no.
This from TMJ4. Monday's demonstrations in Los Angeles were far less raucous. Thousands of people peacefully attending a rally at City Hall. Hundreds protesting outside of a federal complex that includes a detention center where some immigrants are being held after workplace raids. This is an ongoing situation.
And this is, all coming down to the fact that this grand scheme to get rid of all the criminals, quote, criminals, is just random or not even random, just very targeted. It's very targeted arrests of people who aren't fitting the description of what they're trying to do. Especially like these aren't gang members and these, like, they're kicking moms and dads out. They're kicking kids out. They're going to graduations and to business, like you said, Home Depot. They're doing all these. It almost seems like they're just spinning a wheel or throwing a dart and saying, we're going there.
And it feels very performative.
Yes.
Because, again, if you look at numbers, if you look at numbers, both President Obama and President Biden both deported around 3 to 4 million people during their administrations. And I don't believe the Trump administration is up to those numbers yet. And when you look at the way that it was handled by Obama and Biden, they did not do these kinds of performative, let's get this on TV, we're raiding Home Depot, we have people crying and all that stuff. This is very intentional.
This is very intentional, and it's very, with the not identifying themselves and wearing masks, and it's performing for the base who loves to see this, but as we've said before, and I know that they're not going to believe me, but this is happening in Los Angeles. Of course, it was either going to happen. It was either going to start in Los Angeles or New York.
Yes.
One of the two cities was going to happen.
Yes.
This is the hotbed of places they hate because it's diverse. It's inclusive. It's, you know, understanding of information that's out there. They love the vaccines. We hate them.
Well, we don't see them doing mass raids at chicken plants in Georgia.
No. No, Montana's pretty free and clear of raids.
I look at pretty much every red state.
Yeah,
they're not touching those. There are just no people who are illegal there, apparently.
And that is very true. But once they have exhausted all of the liberal hotbeds, they're going to need more. They're going to because there aren't enough people here who are undocumented to fit the bill. They're eventually going to have to go to red states and start doing that. They're eventually going to have to anger and tick off a bunch of people who voted for them because they just can't stop themselves. And ICE is coming. And as we've said before, you can watch from your home and cheer it on and say, yeah, get them out of here. But it is the moment it turns where they're on your block for some reason and they don't have to give you one.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Dennis from Milwaukee, listening on WEUK. Correction, in 1965, it was LBJ who sent the National Guard to Alabama to protect civil rights activists. And Casper in Madison says, is this a trial run to see how it goes so they can initiate martial law before the 2026 election? Mary from Wauwatosa is on the line. Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi, Gene and Greg. Thanks for taking my call. A concern that I have regarding what's happening in L.A. has to do with the No Kings events coming up this weekend and what's happening again in L.A. Now, Trump is likely well aware of the protests that are planning, and I'm questioning if what he is doing and calling out his forces in L.A. is a warning to the rest of us that this might be brought to us in our our protests this weekend. I don't want to discourage anybody from turning out, but be aware and keep it peaceful.
No. Absolutely. And something I saw, Mary, it's interesting that you say that, but I saw something going around on social media yesterday because there is concern with these protests set for Saturday that there might be agitators who are going to infiltrate and intentionally commit violence to bring on some kind of law enforcement response. So one suggestion I saw was that if you are going to protest on Saturday and you see someone committing violence, they say everyone around them should sit down.
Yeah.
So we can identify who it is. So you can find the person who's responsible for that.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call, Mary. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening.
And thank you, Dennis, for the correction, by the way. I don't know what I was thinking, 1965, but whatever. Point is that's the other big problem is that the mega strong loves to blame. So if there's one person doing one thing in one area, that is the ball game. They're all painted with the terrorist brush. They're all anti-American. They're all communists and socialists, Antifa, whatever you want to call them. So that is an amazing idea. And
it was one suggestion that I saw.
And also the other thing too is if you're with people that you know and trust and they're starting to get at them, talk to them. calm them down. Take them off the parade route, whatever you need to do, but don't let them ruin it for everyone.
Gene, we see you on the line. We'll take you on the other side. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We went to the break. Before that, we were talking about Los Angeles and the protests against the ICE raids, and now Donald Trump has ordered 700 Marines and 2,000 additional National Guard troops to California, even though the governor of California, the mayor of Los Angeles, the attorney general of California, the Los Angeles Police Department, none of these people asked for this. Yeah. And yet the president has done this. So we're talking about what's happening in L.A., also what's coming up this weekend. Donald Trump's big birthday parade, the Army birthday parade, is happening in Washington, D.C. $45 million, by the way. We have money problems. Greg, we got money problems all over the place. Let's cut Medicare, but let's give him a big birthday parade.
I think it's hilarious and cute that we're saying $45 million.
You think that's low?
Oh, I think that's the lowest of. I think that's going to be the price tag that for some reason someone said that seems like. That seems like the American public will accept that. But I don't think that's true at all.
Well, he said, President Trump said yesterday that he's paying for it, along with some friends. I'm waiting for that to show up on the Doge wall of receipts. I'm looking forward to seeing that on the wall of receipts about who's actually going to shell out for this. It's going to be the American taxpayers.
Well, and the Army is also, the military has, no, the Army, sorry. The Army is committed to fixing any repairs.
To the roads?
Yeah, it's caused. And also, and they announced this last week, they're going to shut down
the airport,
the DCA, the National Airport, for about 3 to 4 hours. I'm going to say that it will cost some money.
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire has been very patient. Good morning, Gene. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Well, good morning, and thanks for covering this topic, guys, because I think it's really important everybody have their voice heard on this. You know, the people that are out there in the streets are my heroes because they are showing the United States of America and all the countries who see the destruction and the putrid, vile behavior of Donald J. Trump. This is my opinion. And what he's doing to the United States, and it shows the world that we don't support this cruel, vile, and illegal behavior by a president of the United States. We do not support the man that handcuffs kids and throws them in cages before. We all seen it before. And these are vile people. And you know they should be wearing a red hat to say, make America hate again. Make America hate it. It is so disgusting. I cannot believe this is happening in my lifetime. It's putrid and vile. And I hope the military stands down and do not agree with this type of behavior because this is an assault on the United States of America and the people within it. So wake up, folks, because this ain't pretty. And if you agree with this man, why don't you move to one of those countries that Trump used to love to go to where the people were smiling all the time in poverty and didn't have anything? Wake up, folks. This is an evil man, and bowing down to him is evil, evil. And come on, get with the program, guys. Stop this stuff. Thank you very much. And oh, also, if you got somebody out there starting fires and doing damage, take the gal dang pictures with your cameras. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you, Gene. Thanks, appreciate Gene. You checking in. Always appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. Kathleen from River Hills has also been waiting. Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi. I just wanted to say, as one of the organizers for No Kings, we just talked about this last night on a big meeting that we had at Forth Fighting For Wisconsin. It is important for people to know, first of all, that they should videotape if they should see anything. We doubt there will be any problems. But if there are agitators among us, the suggestion to sit down the people around them,
yep,
to isolate them, is a very good one. However, sometimes that is not safe for some people. And each individual has to make their own safety first for, yep, each individual. However, people can be trained, and I'll give you a website that they can go to. They can be trained on how to be prepared and to be one of the de-escalators. If you're not already professionally trained, there is a way for you to be trained to do that. Just be sure to start always with a soft voice, speak low, listen clearly to the agitated person. Listening to them is very important while you are walking in a slightly different direction. Do not touch them under any circumstances. Never, ever touch another person or their belongings. That includes, of course, police officers' vehicles. That is an extension of the police. Do not touch. Important to remember. One important thing to do is please go to your phone the day of. Make sure they're charged ahead of time. And then go to your phone, go to settings, and scroll down to where it says Face ID or it says Thumbprint ID, and take those off. Deactivate them for the day. That way, if a police officer grabs your phone or takes it from you, they cannot access your private information on the phone.
Kathleen, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Kathleen. We are just about out of time. We're right up against the break. What is that website that you mentioned?
It is legal to make, to take a video in the state of Wisconsin. It's called No Kings Action Guidelines. The website is No Kings Action Guidelines for a Peaceful Protest.
Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate it. We will try and get that in our show notes. We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300 of state income tax deductions for eligible expenses, including classroom materials and professional development courses. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic lawmakers say it's the least they can do for now, but the state should be doing more to fund schools. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to continue Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The bill would reauthorize the program with about $28 million of funding each year until June of 2030. That $28 million is about $5 million lower than the current funding for the program and significantly lower than the $100 million per year for the next decade that was proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The bill would also prevent the Department of Natural Resources from awarding more than $1 million for projects. A Minnesota man was arrested and charged with operating while intoxicated with a child passenger in Burnett County over the weekend. According to court documents, 32-year-old Kevin Clea Salmala was pulled over in the town of Webster for an illegal window tint on his vehicle. After approaching the vehicle, a state patrol trooper noticed signs of impairment and conducted a field sobriety test leading to the arrest. Salmala was transported to a local hospital for a blood draw, and the 3-year-old child that was a passenger in the car was released to a responsible adult. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a public hearing on aquatic plant management in Hayward on Tuesday afternoon. DNR officials are holding statewide public hearings on the issue to gather input from residents and impacted businesses before revising their rules for aquatic plant management. Tuesday's meeting will take place at the Hayward High School Auditorium at 4 p.m. The Department of Natural Resources has not yet released a first draft of the rule proposal, but will share information on the changes they're pursuing at the meeting. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and more mild today, with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a light west breeze. Will be clear tonight, with plenty of sunshine still on tap tomorrow. Highs will climb to the upper 70s, but a small chance of scattered showers in the afternoon. And more storms potentially overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thanks again to Kathleen from River Falls. Mm-hmm. We were talking to her right before we went to the bottom of the hour news. We were talking about the protests that are scheduled for this Saturday pretty much across the country.
Yeah.
And we will have links in our show notes.
Yep, there will. Yeah.
Kathleen provided with some links. If you are going to be attending some of these protests on Saturday, how to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, there will be the link to the actual website, and then there'll be the link to the rundown of what you need to do to protect yourself and others. So thank you very much, Kathleen, for
appreciate
giving
that
to us.
And make sure you check out Todd Alba later on today. His show from 2 to 4 p.m. across the network. He will go over the day's headlines in the 2 o'clock hour at 3 p.m. Todd Alba will have a pizza edition of What's Worse. Such a good segment.
No,
bad pizza.
There's no bad pizza. There's an old saying, even the worst pizza is great pizza.
It's good pizza. You'll have to check it out.
Oh.
And then at 3:30 on the Todd Alba Show, they'll talk to Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com mm-hmm. to talk about Muppets and Rodney Dangerfield jokes. I'll be listening. You should listen to Todd Alba today from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. That song that we played, that Calvin played as we were coming in, is from Sly and the Family Stone. Mm-hmm. Sly Stone passed away yesterday at the age of 82.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still alive.
I knew he was alive. Well, I had no idea recently, but like years ago, I was like, well, he probably died in the 70s because no one interviewed him. I didn't know he was a recluse.
Yeah, he did become a recluse,
yeah.
But very, very instrumental in the R&B soul sound
mm-hmm.
In the early, late 60s, early 70s. So that got us talking about songs we like to just kick back to.
Yes.
Kick back and relax.
Yes.
Like Everyday People from Sly and the Family Stone. So what is your kickback song? 855-752-4842. What do you like to listen to? Sitting in the backyard, you're in the hammock, perhaps a little cocktail. Dog on the right on the ground next to you.
I miss my dog right now.
What is your kickback song as we remember Sly Stone? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Mike in Green Bay. Calvin, do we have that for Mike?
I don't think it loaded up correctly.
It did not load.
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
We're working on it.
We're working on that. So.
Listening on WGBW. Mike, we're trying to get that one for you. Quentin, Where's Your Treasure?
I have never, ever heard that song. But I just, for me, there's two kinds of kickback. There's the kickback at the house, like you were describing. But then there's a kickback song of, driving home after, especially, a loud, we've both been to, events, concerts, or work events where there's a lot of people, there's a bar, and then you're
it's noisy.
I either need to drive home and make a complete silence, which I've done before, or you play a song that's just so relaxing and just gets you breathing and allows you to.
So, what do you listen to when you're on the way home from the club?
Oh, when I'm on the way home from the club, there's a band called Zero Seven that I like. It's in English. It's two producers and a bunch of there's a singer named Sia who's very popular now, and she collaborated with them. And I was looking through their catalog and trying to pick a song. And I'm going to have Calva just pull one up because it's just the best driving home, especially at night music.
Ooh.
But yeah.
I'm intrigued.
And I just love it very much. I love a good, especially in summertime.
Windows open. Nice warm night.
Driving, when I used to live in Milwaukee, driving into the city, you have like this real lo-fi music, a slow beat, and you feel like you're in a movie. You're like, there you go. Just driving to this. It's just so wonderful.
It's so chill.
Exactly. That's kickback music.
It's really chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my kickback can't be like or can't be everyday people.
Oh, that would be mine.
Because I won't relax. Kickback for me means I have to let my body relax, let it breathe.
Take a breath
and just taking my moment.
What is your kickback song? 855-752-4842. Casper in Madison, Feels So Good by Chuck Mangione.
Please, Calvin, get that song.
That is a great song.
That song
so is... much. Just Chuck Mangione in general is kickback.
I do not enjoy when people make fun of Chuck Mangione.
There are people who make fun of Chuck Mangione.
Because he's a guy who got famous on playing the flugelhorn. Was it the flugelhorn?
I think you're right.
Yeah. And so...
He made flugelhorn sexy.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Which they need. It needed.
It needed a refresh. Yes. Oh, yeah. If you were alive in the 80s and the late 70s.
Oh, yeah.
This song was everywhere.
This is a good song.
So, this song is playing in the background, Jane. You obviously have a different idea of what a kickback song is. So what for you is a kickback song?
Kickback.
There it is.
Oh, here it is. Yeah.
There's a sale on pants in aisle 7.
No, I'm on my patio.
Ah.
And I'm having a drink.
Fourth floor menswear.
Watching for my hummingbird. What is your kickback song? 855-752-4842. See, I don't ballad very much.
Ah, so your kickback song is a little more rockin'?
It's a little more, it would be a little more feisty.
Yeah, like, I imagine you kicking back to, like, Boston.
Oh, I'm kicking back to, like, the Pointer Sisters.
Oh, are you so excited that you just can't hide it?
I am.
It looks like you're about to lose control, and Jane, I think you like it.
I see what you did there.
That's interesting, though, is our versions of what a kickback song is. Because to me, that song, by like just Pointer Sisters,
right,
or non-ballady, is what I'm listening to on the way to the thing.
On the way to the party.
To get myself up. Like, just there's a song by LCD Sound System is called Daft Punk is Playing in My House that I listen to before I do comedy shows because it's just like, it just gets you going.
It's up, it's, yeah, it's up, and yeah, it's driving.
Exactly. That's so interesting. Okay, so folks, are your kickback songs a relaxing ballad? Is it something to pump you up and get you ready or be done? I mean, I've never heard anyone kicking back with an upbeat song. That's,
yeah, absolutely. Caesar from Madison, listen to me on WAUK, the Allman Brothers, Can't You See?
Oh, good song.
Excellent song.
Great song.
Tom from LA, Games People Play by the Spinners,
mm-hmm,
if you skip the intro.
Oh.
Roger from Stevens Point, Love's Theme by Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Oh, man.
That's a classic.
That's a great one. That Calvin, if you want to pull any one of these up, especially the
Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah, that one right there. I'll look at it. I can't make any promises right now, but if I can make it work, maybe we can even make a matinee on air kickback playlist. Taking all the suggestions. And
that's
saying,
a great idea. That's a great here idea. Steve from Milwaukee says Jack Johnson, On and On.
All right.
Christy from Eau Claire, Fleetwood Mac Rumors, Secondhand News. That whole album is fantastic.
Yes, that is. I think that a whole album is just one hit song.
Like pretty much.
Played the whole record.
At one after another.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What is your kickback song? We are remembering Sly from Sly and the Family Stone, who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. Got us talking just about music and what we listen to and kickback to, as it were. Ollie from the Northwoods has been waiting. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for your patience.
Hi. Well, I have actually two. How about Kokomo or Margaritaville?
Oh, right. Those are perfect.
Yeah.
Those are classics, Ollie. Thank you so much. Those are great.
I would put those on too. I hope Pat Kreitlow's not hearing me, because I'm not going to say those are yacht rock songs. But
they kind of are, though.
But I would say, definitely songs you put into the boat mix. If you're getting on a boat, Kokomo and Margaritaville are like
It's got to be in the rotation.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the rotation.
That's a good question for Pat. Is Kokomo a yacht rock
song? Does it qualify?
Exactly.
Thank you, Ollie. Really appreciate it. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. What are your kickback songs? Go ahead.
Tammy from Eau Claire, Bestill My Heart, listening on WCFW. Jesus Built My Hot Rod by Ministry. Calvin, can you just cue that one up and just bring it to like 20 seconds in?
I have never heard that song.
It is definitely, it is more in the realm, I will say, of what you're talking about. It's a song I would listen to pump myself up.
A little more upbeat.
Because it is Ministry, and I know a lot of people aren't familiar with them, but they're... Yeah. Yeah. Just sitting on the porch, drinking a drink and patting the dog.
Now, this would make me really anxious.
Yeah, totally. Thank you very much, Calvin. But, I mean, I love that
whatever
song.
Whatever works for you,
Tammy. I love that song. Yeah, whatever gets you to kick back. That's what I say.
Exactly.
Jesse and Dane County listening on WAUK. Almost any Sturgill Simpson song. Sturgill Simpson, in my opinion, is one of the great savers of country music nowadays. He sounds, I don't want to say he sounds like the old days, but there is a definite tradition in his voice and his music that people really hook on to.
All right. Calvin, what about? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Calvin, what about you?
Well, I'll suggest something from this century.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fine, resident young person. Wow. Take it away.
Well, I will pick Electric Feel by MGMT.
Okay.
It's almost become a meme because it's really popular, but here's what it
Let's
sounds
hear it.
Like.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I could kick back to this.
This, you know what? This song, Jane, Calvin, and me, it fits all the criteria for all. So for Jane, it's a song that gets you bopping.
It's a little upbeat.
I could listen to the song driving home because it's the beat is slow enough where I'm like, I can relax. And Calvin, it's from this century, as you put it.
I was kidding. I did enjoy and do enjoy most of the songs that were played.
Well, thank you, young man. Would you like
a little
some
fun at my young age?
Would you like a hard candy? I kept them in my pocket
all day.
That's
hilarious. Todd from Oshkosh listening on WISS. Ventura Highway by America.
Oh, my God. That song is amazing. I love that.
And a classic.
It just always reminds me, too, of like California. It feels like the song was written on a California street.
Kickback songs, Mozart's music, best night driving music. Michael from Appleton. And we're just about out of time. Ronnie from Horicon, any Van Morrison album any day.
Okay, there you
go. Yeah, Van Morrison for sure.
Yeah. I enjoy him. It's hard to get past the whole anti-mask, anti-vax thing, but everyone has their opinion. And
they all got their things.
It's their music's still good.
And L.A. Tom also says anything from Karen Carpenter and Bread. Oh, Bread. Oh, my 13-year-old angst. Oozing all over that album.
Listening to Karen Carpenter or Bread while driving may cause drowsiness, so we do not suggest you listen to those groups.
Thank you, everybody, for taking part. Kickback music, Sly Stone, you will be well remembered and missed. Sly Stone gone at the age of 82. All right, Tisbet coming up next, Bad Boys Edition. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. You may have filled out a U.S. Census questionnaire, which promised to keep your individual data private. There's concern the Trump administration or Congress may add a question about your citizenship in the 2030 census. Would you answer it? Since 1790, the U.S. has counted the, quote, whole number of free persons, not just citizens. The census has always promised anonymity to get accurate answers, and that data informs important decisions on everything from road construction to education policy to voting districts. The first Trump administration tried to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, but it was struck down by the Supreme Court. Trump later issued an executive order entitled Executive Order on Collecting Information About Citizenship Status in Connection with the Decennial Census, a precursor to possibly not counting the whole population, but just citizens. The Biden administration rescinded it, but Trump rolled back Biden's order in January. If a citizenship question were to be added in the 2030 census, a study released in March found it would likely depress response to the questionnaire, particularly among Hispanics. Add in Trump's recent orders allowing the sharing of personal information from federal agencies with DOGE, ICE, and state agencies, the effect on the census would impact policies and congressional voting districts for years to come. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Yeah, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget our text to win statewide Scotty Summer contest is underway. Your keyword coming up next hour.
Yes.
With Tom Hartman, be listening for Greg and me.
That's right.
We will be the ones to give you the keyword when you hear it texted in via the Civic Media app. You are in the running either for $100 in hot cash, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, everybody in the running for two grand prizes, a little summer getaway to either Door County or Baraboo with gas to get you there. Mm-hmm. So be listening for that keyword coming up after 11 o'clock. You have four chances to enter through this Friday, 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours.
Absolutely.
And something else that you want to check out today before all the tickets are gone.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're not aware of this, I'm one of the co-owners of the Laughing Tap Comedy Club in Milwaukee. And this is going to be our final weekend at this location. We are currently looking for a new home. We'll be announcing more to that. Please stop asking me on the streets, in emails, and in private messages where we're moving to. I don't know yet.
They're looking.
We're looking. But we will announce it as soon as we know it. As soon as the ink is dry on the contract, we will tell the world. But for now, we have two more shows happening, Friday and Saturday. One show a night, and then we're going to have like fun parties afterwards. Tickets are at laughingtap.com. The tickets are very, very affordable. And
there's no drink minimum.
There's no drink minimum, so you don't have to worry about that.
It's a great deal.
It's a great, great, cheap, affordable deal. I was going to say cheap. This weekend, it's Oops All Headliners Milwaukee Comedy Edition, which means all the headliners. It's four headliners, some guest sets, and a host. They're all from this area.
Oh, it should be so much fun.
And we're going to have a really, really good time. And tickets are going fast. So get your tickets now. And you could also go to the website, laughingtap.com, to check out about if you can't make it, you can donate to our capital campaign, which is to help build out a space once we find it. Because we're going to need money.
Yeah.
Because money's a thing.
It is a thing.
But yeah, go to laughingtap.com for more information on the shows and how you can help out. But other than that, thank you so much for the shout out, James.
We will include that link in our show notes as well. It is getting late, Calvin. It's 10:55. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is a local one from Channel 12. WISN, Nick Bohr with the byline. He's really a great reporter, he is. The headline reads, Milwaukee police corral runaway sheep on city's south side. Milwaukee police and animal control officers were called to capture a runaway sheep on the south side Friday morning. An unusual task for the team.
the way you're reading this.
Milwaukee's animal control is used to handling stray dogs, cats, mm-hmm. even ferrets. This was new when they got a call Friday about a sheep running loose on Forest Home Avenue. They spotted the sheep near 23rd and Rogers, eventually able to catch it and load it onto a van. Kate from the MADC, Milwaukee Area Domestic yeah. Animal Control Commission, they got stuck with the sheep. We were going to put him inside our facility, and then he got here, and we realized he was way too big to get in there.
Yeah.
The nearly 200-pound animal, too large for indoor pens, so they made an outdoor space for it, even though they don't normally have spaces for sheep.
Yeah.
They sprayed the sheep with water to cool it down. He was booking it. Even the officer who brought him in said he was really running down Forest Home Avenue, so he was panting and exhausted and quite warm. A farm in Ozaukee County has taken the sheep in as a foster, and they said that they're gonna adopt him unless the owner comes forward.
Yeah.
I don't know who's got a sheep in South Milwaukee. But if you're missing one.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of urban farming that happens in Milwaukee. We have a goat farm right by our house
you
in
do.
Kenosha. We live in the city. We don't live in the farmlands. Yeah, it's interesting. And they actually might have sheep too. Point is, good on Matic. While we're talking about Matic, Jane, you can go to Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission. That's a long title.
It is.
Matic. You can go about fostering a dog.
They are inundated. We talked about the Humane Society last mm-hmm. week. Matic is having the same problem. They are yep. inundated with dogs that are looking for homes. So if you can open up your home, even if you can foster.
Yeah.
That would be huge yeah. and take some of the burden off of them. I'm sure they can also use a financial donation.
Yes.
But Matic has reported that so far no one has come forward to claim the sheep. Their best guess is it escaped from a truck transporting it through the city. So he made a break for it.
I'm out of here, boys.
He made a break for it and he's free. And now on a farm in Ozaukee County.
Glenn. A real farm, kids. It's a real farm. This isn't like.
He's going to the farm up north.
Yeah, exactly.
We're never going to see him again. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
My goodness. Coming up on the show tomorrow, I don't have the planner up. We have many things coming up on the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. I mean,
we're going to talk about math.
Yes, we're going to talk about math. Brad Sturmer, who is a public school principal, he will be on the show talking about math. A new program they have that is really, really helping with math scores. We're also going to be talking about their literacy program as well.
Looking forward to that.
And I believe you have a friend coming in from...
Rich Smith will be here from the 6th Street Theater.
That's right. 6th Street right here in Racine.
Right here in Racine. They're a fantastic group. Came from very, very humble origins. I was doing plays with them when we were still doing plays. at George's Bar in Racine.
I know where that is. I did a comedy show once there, and it was called A Thing That Happened.
So join us tomorrow. That's all coming up. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It genuinely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. We got news coming up next, so keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The issue of the president sending the military to Los Angeles to handle protesters of immigration raids came up the first of today's three congressional hearings for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Congresswoman Betty McCollum, Minnesota Democrat.
Active duty military has absolutely no role in domestic law enforcement, and they are not trained for those missions.
Hegseth responding.
As far as training, all of the units on the ground have been fully trained in their capabilities of what they're executing Chairman, on the yes. ground.
In a high school shooting in the Austrian city Graz today, 9 people were killed and at least 12 others injured, says the Austrian Interior Minister. Police say the shooter died by suicide in a bathroom in the school. He was a former student of the school and acted alone. Settling a lawsuit for nearly $30 million, Michigan State University and 3 surviving victims of the 2023 mass shooting on campus, say the lawyers. Trade talks continue today. This is ABC News.